Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. With all the bickering taking place in Congress about what to do or what not to do about climate change, you might think, as I did, that if Congress isn't dealing with it, federal agencies wouldn't be dealing with it either. But recently I was doing some background research on the internet for a story about national forests. I searched about a half dozen federal government websites, including the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I was a bit surprised to see all of them have climate change initiatives, programs, and ongoing research built into just about everything they're doing. And MU is involved in some of that climate change research for the feds.
Climate's going to factor into the current landscape. Right now, we're limited to just basing our projections off of the landscape as we see it right now.
Earlier this year, I sat with Tom Bono in front of a computer screen while he talked with me about his research and scrolled through page after page of climate data in his small office on the MU campus. He's been working with this climate data for about a year. Bono is a research specialist for the School of Natural Resources, and the computer models he's designed from climate data are part of his PhD research. The models show how climate change will likely affect wildlife in specific forests across a 10-state region that includes the Missouri Ozarks.
Then at the same time, we can use these models to not only pull in climate change, but pull in those conservation scenarios that we might consider and see, okay, which conservation scenarios across the region are going to most benefit the most wildlife species in the context of the climate change that might happen.
Bono's PhD advisor is Dr. Frank Thompson. He's an adjunct professor at MU and a wildlife scientist for the U.S. Forest Service.
Most of us accept climates are changing. The big uncertainty is by how much. And so we try to deal with that in these modeling approaches by modeling scenarios that predict perhaps the least amount of change scientists think might happen, and then also model scenarios that predict the most amount of change that might happen.
The Forest Service is already modeling how some tree species in Missouri might change in response to climate. A hotter, drier climate might not be so good for some tree species, like the sugar maple and northern red oak, years down the road. But as temps warm, it might be very good over time for southern pine and shortleaf pine. Thompson says situations like this present managers and federal agencies with options.
If we know the direction the environment's changing and what species it'll favor, we can start to think about what management actions now will best conserve all the things we want to conserve in that changing landscape, with some premonition now of the climate-driven changes.
So, for example, let's say a federal agency is considering making changes to habitat for a species of bird in the Missouri Ozarks. Although it's not required, the agency is generally factoring climate change into its decision-making process because by doing so, Thompson says it will be more likely to meet its objectives. Bono agrees.
We don't want to be doing in planning conservation that's not going to be effective because we haven't addressed climate change and what it might do to the landscapes.
And these administrative changes at the federal level? Well, Thompson says his agency and others have gotten serious about climate change. Directives coming down from Washington establishing things like regional climate centers and new interagency climate projects. The changes are affecting Thompson's job description. He says incorporating climate into everything the U.S. Forest Service does now has been the biggest change he's seen in 20 years.
Before, we were really focused on species-level biology and habitat factors. Now, with that knowledge and all the building on that we've done, we're really focused on how climate's affecting landscapes and how those big-scale changes are going to affect wildlife.
I don't want to give you the impression that these federal agencies are making decisions based on climate change alone. I mean, for Bono, all kinds of things get plugged into his models. Data on habitat loss, land use by humans, that sort of thing, and a whole lot more. For Bono, well, he will continue to crunch the numbers, but he will soon begin running the climate models to see how the landscape will change in the future under different climate scenarios. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.